Stan Collender is a budget expert who has worked for Democrats on both the House and Senate budget committees. Today, he's managing director of the Federal Budget Consulting Group at Fleischman Hillard, a public relations firm. Collender says what's surprising isn't the size of this year's deficit, but what the Bush administration is projecting for the rest of the decade.
The administration, while it's projecting this huge, unprecedented deficit for this year and an even larger deficit for next year, is then showing very large triple-digit deficits through the end of the decade. This is a permanent, structural, that is not related to the economy deficit, that's going to make all of our economic lives miserable for a long, long time.
Who do we blame? Al-Qaeda, tax cuts, both, neither?
Well, it depends who you ask. The administration is saying that as if it started before their watch or isn't exactly something they can control immediately, then they shouldn't be held responsible for it, and that's nonsense.
Well, we did have surpluses just a couple of years ago.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, this is the biggest fiscal turnaround in U.S. history. Don't forget, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about a $5.6 trillion surplus. In 2010, we were going to have zero interest payments on the national debt, and now, according to my calculations, we're talking about $350 to $400 billion a year.
But we had deficits before. If we recovered from them, can't we recover from these?
Well, it's exactly the right question, except that if you look at even the administration's own numbers, with five, six, seven consecutive years of economic growth, it doesn't show that we can recover from them. That is, we can't grow our way out of these. We're going to have some sort of concerted program that reduces spending and increases taxes somehow, and no one's talking about how to deal with it, and that's the ultimate crime here. That is that all of these changes are happening, and everyone's just kind of shrugging their shoulders and putting their head in the sand.
Did I read this right, that this doesn't include the cost of the war?
Next year's number doesn't include any of the costs of maintaining troops in Iraq or Afghanistan. And, of course, if we happen to have some other foreign policy problem that people are now talking about, like North Korea, it certainly doesn't talk about any of those. So it could easily, that is, the deficit could easily be $500 billion next year. And, you know, for the average person sitting at home, that may not seem like it's important to them, but when they see their interest rates rising and when they see their adjustable rate mortgages going up, this is the equivalent of essentially putting a federal tax on homeowners that they're only going to see a year or two from now, and that's just going to be terrible for the economy.
What about Social Security? Are they factoring that in?
They're factoring it in, but they're not factoring in the big changes that are going to have come in about a decade when all of us baby boomers retire.
The effect on the average American. You mentioned interest rates.
Well, interest rates is something, I mean, even Alan Greenspan in his testimony this week before Congress was saying that these persistent deficits are going to lead to long-term increases in interest rates compared to what they would otherwise be. But the real impact on people will be far beyond that. You're the average person sitting at home. You may feel good about the federal tax cut you got this year, but you're not going to be feeling good about the tuition increase at state and local universities. You're not going to be terribly happy about the increase in low state and local taxes that are coming because of the connection with the federal government and the federal government's impact on the economy. And so the chances are the average person sitting at home actually isn't any better off now and maybe much worse off than they were even before this tax cut and these deficits were run up.
What if the economy turns around? The tax cut works and the economy recovers?
Well, I mean, things will be better, but you've got to keep in mind that the deficit numbers we got this week are based on the assumption that the economy will turn around. So in order to do better, the economy is going to have to not just turn around, but, you know, make a 180-degree turn and then just skyrocket out of here, growing at a level that really is previously unimaginable, except like after World War II. Chances are growth is going to be lower rather than higher, and that $400 to $500 billion deficits could become chronic and typical rather than atypical.
Stan Collender is managing director of the Federal Budget Consulting Group at the public relations firm Fleischman Hillard. He also is the author of The Guide to the Federal Budget.